Now, next week is Health Week here in Youghal, from the 11th to the 18th of January. There's a full itinerary of events lined up with many, many different community groups coming together to promote health, mental and physical well-being. And two of those events I'm going to be speaking to my next guest about, and I'm delighted to be joined by Kate Feeney from the Cork Sports Partnership. Kate, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Thanks, Derek.
Good, thanks. So, Kate, with two events that you're going to speak to us about. The first one is on Tuesday, the 14th of January, 7 to 9 p.m. up there in the Youghal Community Health Project in Youghal. It's a disability awareness in sport workshop. Fascinating concept. How's that going to work?
Yeah, so basically it's a two-hour workshop designed to build awareness around people with disabilities participating in sport and physical activity. So it's a workshop that I suppose is the first step to take in order to become more aware around, you know, people in your community, getting them active, getting them moving, and looking at understanding their disability, understanding how to promote inclusion and supporting that person to be involved in your community, be involved in the local walks, the local activities, and all around the area of support. So it's really good, I suppose, awareness builder to help people to understand, you know, what advice would we give somebody if they were about to enter into our sports club. And that's where the workshop is going to be really good during Youghal Health Week. So we have limited spaces available on it. We have 24 lucky people that will have their seats on it. So if you're a local club or if you're a local community group or sports body that would like to think about, you know, we have activities here that we'd be very much open to including for all levels of ability, then this is a great course for you to come on.
So I was going to ask you, the workshop is aimed at the organisers or those who are running different clubs and organisations. What would be the barriers at the moment in various clubs for people with disabilities to take part? Are there physical barriers or is it
Look, there's many barriers. In some cases, in this course, we try and look at the, I suppose, attitudinal barriers. So looking at, you know, why currently people are not accessing their local sports clubs, and then how can we support and promote that, you know, the people in the clubs are now more aware. I suppose one of the biggest challenges that people have is that they don't know what to say and they're unsure of saying the wrong thing. And with that in mind, it's about having that open and honest conversation around, you know, if you're unsure of what to say, we'll talk through different terms and different ways in which we can communicate and how many different ways we can ask questions. And to make sure as a sports person that you get the most information you can to make your session really enjoyable for somebody who's accessing it for the first time.
Would it be maybe limits of availability of people that would also be a barrier in terms of would those with disabilities maybe require extra support, or in terms of just people being there to look after them and so on? Would that be a physical or be a barrier as well to people participating in sport?
It would all depend on the level of ability of the person, to be honest. So like some people will come into a club, they'll take part in the local operation transformation walk without needing any support or guidance. You could have somebody who will need a little bit of guidance just in terms of somebody accompanying them and reassuring them of where they're going, the route that they're on. And then more people might need more physical support or guidance. And that all depends on the person. So with that in mind, we kind of would work with the club on a case-by-case basis to help them to know how to ask those questions and how to be more inclusive. But to be honest, it's very much around creating a really positive first experience for the person, welcoming them into your club, talking to the person, finding out what they can do, and then working through how your club can accommodate and support that person to enjoy your activity.
Because there's been so many success stories and so many ways we can celebrate people with disabilities who have succeeded and achieved so much through sport. It must be also, I suppose, so rewarding for them to get involved in sport and you know, really make a difference and be out there in the community as well.
Yeah, exactly. And we've some really great role models that we try and promote and support in Cork. And we have a brand called Cork Sports Ability. And, you know, it's a brand where we try and just ensure that everybody who is taking part in sport and has different levels of ability is celebrated for doing that. So the more communities and local communities we can get to acknowledge a local person that is doing a really nice job, or a local club who are becoming more inclusive in their nature, then we want that celebrated and we want more people hearing about it. So, you know, that's all about, you know, coming on and promoting the course, but also promoting what's happening in Youghal, and celebrating exactly the people in Youghal and the community groups in Youghal.
How much of a role do parents play in this case in terms of, I suppose, maybe pushing the kids forward, and maybe also identifying the supports that are needed for the individual children?
Well, the parents are probably one of the strongest influences. So if you can ensure that a parent believes that you're going to do your best, then they will make it worthwhile for them to have their child ready, make sure that if there's any little bit of concern or uncertainty at home, that, you know, if the parent believes that you're going to make it a really enjoyable session and they know they're worth it, that it's worth, you know, spending the hour beforehand preparing somebody to come, or if the child has autism and you're getting them ready and you're making sure they know the routine in advance, that the parent is probably the person who will make it happen, or who may shy away from saying, oh God, you know what, I'm not really sure, and they might be a little bit more protective of the child. And it's totally understandable, because for some it's quite new, and that's why we want to make it not as new for parents. We want them to know that it's very much open to their child, and to make sure that they know that their children have opportunities in a local group or in a local support. And that's why we're going to work with Youghal over the next year and create some links between Youghal GAA and some other local providers to have more opportunities.
Do sports clubs nowadays have maybe dedicated disability officers or that kind of thing, Kate?
Not entirely. What we are trying to do is make a committee from the existing committee that's there, and work with the group of key three or four people who are interested in this area, who would like to support this area of work, and then they work collectively together to make this happen. So instead of appointing one individual whose sole responsibility it is, it's taking the onus to say it's everybody's responsibility, and it's everybody's responsibility to make this happen and make this work. Because, you know, for some children it might just be a little bit more time that they need. For some adults in a disability service it might be a little bit more direction, or a slower pace at which the same activity that you and I know it moves at. You know, so it's just about making it as accessible and inclusive. And that's what Youghal Health Week is going to be all about, trying to ensure that from operation transformation all the way through to the training and education provided, that as many people come out and get moving with us as possible.
Okay, well, it's really a fascinating and worthwhile initiative, Kate. So the very best luck with it.
Yeah.
And well done to yourself and the organisers, Nick Lucy and the team there. The next workshop that you're involved in, Kate, is Better Balance, Better Bones, Staying Fit for the Fit with Cahill. And that's taking place on Thursday the 16th of January as part of Health Week, from 2 to 3 p.m. up in the Youghal GAA Hall. So may tell us a little bit about that and what people can get from that workshop.
Yeah, so Staying Fit for the Future is targeted at older adults. So it's supporting adults to improve their balance and coordination. And the 2 to 3 slot on Thursday the 16th is a taster session. So anybody is welcome to come and try. And it's basically a range of activities and movements that will be done with the lead instructor, Fiona, who will take all the participants through movements, activities that are fun, enjoyable, and will improve your balance, your coordination, and your everyday living. So, you know, being able to get up from the bed, being able to walk down the stairs comfortably, and keeping your body moving as you age.
This one is aimed at individuals more so than clubs and societies.
Yeah, exactly. So this is aimed at adults in particular, so older adults who would like to, you know, try and keep their bodies moving and active. And that's why this program in particular is a physical activity program. So when you're coming to this program and to give it a try, you can come wearing your leisure wear, comfortable clothing, bring maybe a little drink with you, and you'll be led through the activities by a qualified instructor or a tutor.
Is there any level of fitness required? Would you need to be somewhat fit, or can people of all weights and sizes and fitness levels come along?
No, this is totally open for every level of ability, and the tutor will help to adapt it based on everybody's different level of fitness. But to be honest, you don't really need to be anyway fit at all. This is about coming and, you know, like standing on one leg to work your balance and your core, and then moving through a range of different activities, very small, lightweight activities. So there's no big equipment used, and there might be small, you know, chairs will be used. So everything that will be done during the sessions, you can actually do at home after. So there's a lot of guidance that you can take from the class and then try it yourself in small pieces to do your little bit of homework, I suppose, as you go through the weeks. So this programme is very successful all across Cork. There's 25 locations across Cork City and County at which this programme actually runs. So, you know, for that reason, this one is a really important one, that if you want to come and try it on this particular day, but then you'll know that there's a sign up, which you can sign up to an 8-week programme after this initial taster. So it's a really nice one that if you want to come, give it a try, there's no charge on it, see do you enjoy it, and thereafter you can actually sign up to a programme.
Because this is going to be an area of growth over the coming years, you would think, Kate, given that the population they're living to be a lot older, we have an ageing population, and now people are living longer, healthier lives, or some will hopefully healthier lives, and I suppose mobility and staying fit and staying active for as long as possible is going to be crucial for the population in the future.
Yeah, and it's a very preventative measure. So with this program, it's all about, you know, prevention is better than cure. So we want to keep people moving, keep them active as they age, instead of saying, okay, you know, we're going to sit down now, we're going to put our legs up, and we're just going to ride the crest of the wave. We want people to keep moving and keep active as they age. So whether that's, you know, coming out and doing your leisurely walk, if it's taking your dog for a stroll along the Strand, or coming to this class and knowing that, you know, you can comfortably get up and down off the chair at ease, you can go up and down your stairs at ease. So it's very much about, you know, the independent living skills.
Okay, well, again, it sounds like a fantastic initiative and a great course to be involved in.
The feedback has been hugely positive. You know, people saying that it's really making an impact and they can notice the impact. And, you know, it's not a strenuous program. It's very much about, you know, balance, coordination. So you can go through the activities really comfortably.
Okay, absolutely. It's a fantastic initiative indeed. So, Kate, for more information, or people who want to book their places on these courses or these workshops, who can they contact?
Yeah, so you can contact Cork Sports Partnership. So our number is 021-434-7096. So that's 021-434-7096. And you can just make reference to Y'all Health Week and highlight the programme, so if it's the disability awareness training or if it's staying fit for the future. So we'd be delighted to receive any calls.
Okay, good stuff. And I also have an email here. Can I give out the email address, Kate? It's kfeeney@corksports.ie. I suppose also if you want to book your place on that. Well, the very best luck, Kate, and hopefully the people in Y'all will come out in their droves to meet you next week. And thanks very much for, I suppose, taking part in Health Week, and we wish you the very best of luck with it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the airtime. We look forward to seeing everybody at it.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, well, the very best of luck, and we'll talk again.
Okay, take care. Bye now.
Cheers. So two great workshops there taking place as part of Health Week, which is a great initiative. Starting next Saturday, I believe the 11th, but running for the whole week. Monday 13th, Tuesday the 14th, 15th, 16th. These two events are the first one taking place on the 14th of January, 7th, 9 p.m. up there in Blackwater Heights in the All Community Health Project. That's the Disability Awareness in Sport workshop, specifically designed for people in clubs and organisations who want to, I suppose, get more people with disabilities involved, and I suppose identify the barriers that do exist for people with disabilities taking part in various activities. And the second one there you just heard, Staying Fit for the Future with Cahill, better balance, better bones, particularly designed for people getting on in life, I suppose, and as a bit to stay fit and active and preserve their physical and, I suppose, mental health as well as they get on with their lives. So those numbers again, for booking, you can call Kate on 021-434-7096. You can also email Kay Feeney, that's F-E-E-N-E-Y, at corksports.ie. And those information are also available here in the station if you missed any of those numbers.